Welcome to Echotones. I'm Joy LaClaire. Way back in 1985, New York jazz recording artist Ann Phillips was asked to compose a jazz nativity. It has been performed each December ever since in Manhattan, as well as more and more cities across the United States. Now, Bozeman's own performance art mover and shaker Beth Ann Kennedy, who has directed the New York production since 1995, is bringing the jazz nativity to our fair city. On the evening of Thursday, November 30th, Anne's work, Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, will have its Montana premiere at Hope Lutheran Church, with an afternoon performance there the following Sunday, December 3rd. Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, is a fusion of holiday joy, spirituality, and jazz history. It's presented in two parts, the story and the celebration, with a running time of approximately 100 minutes without intermission. The costumed performances of the shepherds, the kings, the angels, and Mary and her dancing spirit are played by local professional singers such as Jenny Fleming, dancers and jazz musicians including Ryan Matzinger, and members of the MSU 1 o'clock Concert Jazz Ensemble. Part 1, The Story, is the traditional Christmas story told through the medium of jazz, from the opening moment when Silent Night is hauntingly played in the darkness on tenor saxophone, to the thrilling moment when the orchestra strikes up We Three Kings to announce the arrival of the three jazz kings. Part 2, The Celebration, begins the show's second half with Dave and Iola Brubeck's God's Love Made Visible. To find out more, we spoke with its creator, Ann Phillips, and director and producer, Beth Ann Kennedy, on November 13th, 2023, via Skype. Welcome back to Echotones, Ann Phillips and Beth Ann Kennedy, as the Montana premiere of Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, approaches on November 30th at Hope Lutheran Church. Ann, you composed Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, and you've been producing it over many years in New York City. And as I mentioned, this November 30th, it's coming to Bozeman. Tell us a bit about the history of Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity. When did you get the inspiration for it, and how did you go about making it happen?
Well, actually, I was asked to write it. I was asked to write something called the Jazz Nativity, and they suggested I use the biblical passages about the birth of Christ, the Nativity story. So it really is a pageant that people do every year in churches, with children playing the roles of the kings and so forth. So that's what I did. I started with that whole idea, but this time doing it in jazz, since I'm a jazz person. It's interesting that about the third year, things evolved. The basic show that I wrote is what we're doing, but a few wonderful additions, like getting Charles Carroll to host it, and then he wrote this beautiful prologue that says that in Bethlehem, in the grotto where Christ was born, a light shines into the darkness. The light is meant to serve, as light serves for so many religions and philosophies, as a symbol of truth and love and hope. Hope that even in a dark season, we may begin to see the world bending towards the light. And those words couldn't mean much more, could they, today?
So it was first staged in 1985, is that right?
Yes.
When did you begin composing it? Because I imagine it took quite a while.
That summer.
Ah!
I remember it well. Some of the process was I had just met my future husband, Bob Kindred, who's a tenor saxophone player with an absolutely beautiful, warm sound. And so I decided it should start in the dark with the tenor saxophone solo playing Silent Night. And then it grows into jazz and goes on from there. Actually, it's about the third year somebody suggested that all of the spoken biblical parts, which I had placed one after another as the story is told, should be sung. And so that meant setting all of that vocally. But fortunately, I knew the wonderful people who could sing what I wrote. And the soprano, Maritha Stewart, I knew could sing glorious high tones and low, beautiful low. And then also have the vocal group. I had just met the New York Voices. They were young right out of college. And so I wrote what they would be able to do well. And then connected it from carol to carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, and so forth, that told the story as it grew. And some of it I wrote one star to the shepherds as they are seeing the star. So I just took the whole story and added the music that made the story flow further.
Now, Beth Ann Kennedy, you have been directing the New York production for many years. When and how did you become involved in Bending Towards the Light, a jazz nativity? And what keeps you coming back to the Big Apple year after year to direct it?
I knew about it in the late 80s because I knew Anne. And then in 1994, in a conversation with Anne, and I knew that the show was going to be done at Lincoln Center, and there were certain needs from the physical directing, not the musical directing, but the physical directing of the players. And that's when I got involved. And this was myself and my former partner. We were both involved in the production at that time. And it was massive. There's a huge cast of characters. And then, of course, the musicians, the band, and then a choir. So Anne, who had been leading the charge for 10 years, recognized that they needed to have another person there and another eye, because usually Anne conducts. So having an eye from the audience, making sure that everybody's getting to where they need to and that the message is being told, not only musically, but visually. That's when I got involved. And why do I keep doing it? Gosh, it is how I celebrate my life. The concept behind it, the concept behind bending towards love and truth and hope. It's everything about my life. Anne has given me my life in a way. I adore her.
I would say one thing that Beth did so beautifully was that in this, musicians who are not used to being actors on stage, but there are places where they must come forward or go to a certain place. She gave them a reason for going to a certain place. And so musicians who were not easy to direct became wonderfully cooperative because Beth knows how to do that.
Yes. Well, this is not only the story of Bending Towards the Light of Jazz Nativity, but this is also a story of friendship. Anne Phillips, listeners, I will put a link to the interview we did in 2019 when you were here in Bozeman when Beth Ann Kennedy was producing the film festival here in town. So this is also the story of two women collaborating for decades to bring the light in the darkest time of the year to us. And Beth Ann, this year, you are not only directing the premiere of the Bozeman production at Hope Lutheran Church, but you're also producing it. Anne's been the producer for many years. And from what I've heard, this is a huge undertaking. What can listeners expect from this premiere? Would it be too much to call it an extravaganza?
It's an extravaganza, yes. And I will say that the collaboration with Hope Lutheran and Maureen Haynes Marcantini has been amazing. She's just come with so much talent and integrity that it's been a joy to work with her. And although my position with Bending Towards the Light has been in the stage direction, also several years ago, Anne and I were doing the show at the Lambs Theater in New York City, and I was the business manager. So I have known a lot of what's involved in managing the production. A big part of what I've been doing with this show, which I've not done before for this, is raising the sponsorship and the community awareness, which is a huge piece when nobody really knows what you're talking about. Getting that word out and when to do that, because people don't really want to talk about Christmas in the middle of summer. So there does seem like there's this kind of short time frame to get people up and running, but the community has been great. Maureen has assembled a choir of 50 plus that will be performing with the cast. And the cast includes Montana State University's 1 o'clock concert jazz ensemble under the direction of Ryan Mansiger, who's a Grammy Award-winning musician and will be performing in the show as well. Putting together the rhythm section. This is not a group that normally performs together. There's the Big Sky Voices have performed together, the four singers that are replicating the work that the New York Voices did. The rhythm section are five individuals that often play together, but they don't have a band together. The horn section rehearses regularly at MSU together. And then we have these characters like Jenny Fleming playing Mary. There are several people in the cast that have never even seen each other and will not see each other actually until the night of the 29th when we have a full rehearsal with the entire cast. A piece of the extravaganza in this is that it doesn't have a lot of rehearsal with everybody at the same time. The time conflicts and the costs of that would be astronomical. But we will all get together on the 29th and go through everything and then have another rehearsal on the 30th. And then that first show is on the 30th and the second on December 3rd. And this is what Anne and I do in New York as well. You know, we're rehearsing everybody separately and then we bring everybody together and then we celebrate with the actual show.
Although this is a community production, this is a professional production, right?
It is completely professional. All of the musicians are being compensated and very nicely for their work. And I could never have done that. I mean, we like to think that ticket sales will cover all the expenses, but that is not the case. Ticket sales cover about half the cost and the rest is raised through community participation, either with dollars or coming through with, we have groups like Town and Country that are helping us with our food costs for our meal on the 30th. The people that are helping with costumes, things like that. So there's a collaboration of in-kind, and then there's the collaboration of actual sending in checks, which is absolutely mandatory for any kind of theatrical production, actually, but certainly for this.
Anne Phillips, are you going to be here for this premiere?
Yes, I am. It's been done in quite a few cities. Sometimes I just send them the music. All the directions are in the script. And so it's possible for a city to do it and with their own jazz stars, which is really wonderful. There's something that happens when people who have heard some of these musicians on different jobs and so forth or parties, and all of a sudden they have a solo spot. They're a king and have a chance to really play who they are. So it's been done in quite a few cities. Sometimes Beth has been there, like in Colorado Springs, which was magnificent. And Greensboro, North Carolina has done it. Actually, from the first time we did it at Lincoln Center, somebody called them and said, where can we get this? And they gave this man my phone number. And they've been doing it in Greensboro ever since.
That's for 25 years now, right? In Greensboro. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Well, who knows? Maybe 25 years from now, that's what we'll be saying about Bozeman.
Well, it became kind of a community thing because they'd light the Christmas tree in the center of town and they'd go to the jazz nativity.
Well, I know that there's a healthy jazz community in the area, so I think the trick is just getting the word out.
What I have to tell you is that it's not just for a jazz community. People who say, I didn't think I liked jazz, but if this is jazz, I love it. And that includes children. I started children's jazz choirs because of the children that came to the jazz nativity and just loved it. And we used to have when we had a big enough space, a children's project where people could sponsor a child, an inner city child who wouldn't be able to come otherwise. And the letters I got from the Boys and Girls Clubs about these kids couldn't stop talking about it and how they loved it. So that's what we try to let people know, that you do not have to be a grown-up jazz connoisseur to love this and to leave the theater feeling uplifted.
In the Bozeman performance, Beth Ann Kennedy, are there children involved?
We have children involved. We have Lillian Doyle, who some people know that name because she was one of the plaintiffs in the Held versus Montana case that was recently settled in favor of these young people and their desire for their environmental rights. But Lillian plays the spirit of Mary. And she has this beautiful dance number that she performs during Mary's lullaby. And then also Madison Sheedy, who's known around town, she's this young, spunky, wonderful dancer, but wonderful singer. And she is performing as the child shepherd in the performance.
And I saw her last night. I went to the concert that she was a part of up at Symphony Space in New York City. And she and her mother were in town in New York and came over to my apartment a few days before. And she sang for me, and she's just gorgeous. And she is singing the title tune, Bending Towards the Light, as a shepherd child.
So we sometimes think New York City is on the other side of the world, but actually there's a lot going on between our two communities. Mm-hmm. What about the Kings? I know the Kings are central figures in this story. What can you tell us about the Kings?
Well, Jake Fleming, so cute. I had placed him on my Facebook page yesterday because I've been each day spotlighting somebody in the show. And Jake is known for his longtime service as a musician and a teacher in the community and beyond. In this picture, he's in a suit, a beautiful white suit jacket, and he's been getting a lot of wonderful focus. He is kingly. He's a musician, an educator, composer, producer, and a real staple in the community in Bozeman. And he will be performing as one of the Kings. And then this wonderful young woman that I met, I'm going to probably destroy her last name, Sam Samonich. I could probably spell that better than I could pronounce it, but she's our tap queen. Anne and I, several years, have had queens when we've had a female perform as one of the Kings. And then Noah Bromberg is a trombone player, and he is our third King. And he was brought to us by Ryan Manziger.
In the history over these many years of the performance of Bending Towards the Light, a jazz nativity, there have been some jazz greats. And would you share with us some of the people who have participated, performed this production over the many, many years?
Well, most interesting, I think, of all of them is Dave Brubeck. Because when I was 16, 17, and a freshman at Oberlin, they formed a new jazz club out there, and they brought in Dave Brubeck Quartet to play at Finney Chapel, which was recorded by the college radio station and became a famous album, Brubeck at Oberlin. And I was the opening act on that as a singer with the Gretz Trio. And so I got to know Dave Brubeck then, saw him here and there through the years, and just when he was playing and say hello. And then I heard his The Fiesta de la Posada, which is his Christmas work. And there was one piece in it that just killed me. It was a 5-4 piece called God's Love Made Visible. And his wife had written the lyric to it. So when this all happened for me, I called him and I asked if I could use that. It's the one piece in it that's not either a known Christmas carol or my own writing. And he said, of course. And so he came, the very first one and several after that, to sit in on his song. Well, through this, I've gotten to know the whole Brubeck family. And Chris Brubeck was with him on one of those occasions that his father played. And so I called Chris to be a king this year. And he is. And one of our three kings is Chris Brubeck. The second one is the tap dancer, Maurice Chestnut. And we've had many great tap dancers, starting with Harold Nicholas and Honey Coles and Jimmy Slide. And the third king, which is either a percussionist or a horn player, when I decided I really wanted a Latin king, well, who else but Tito Puente? But I don't know Tito Puente. And then I realized I played tennis with the lawyer for Fania Records. So I called my friend Sal and said, how can I get in touch with Tito? Oh, here's his number. Tell him I told you to call. Tito did it every year until he passed away. And so that's how I've gotten the Kings. And there are people that are really upset that I've never called them to be a king.
Oh, there's only three of them at a time, so.
Dave Brubeck performed here years ago with the Montana Jazz Group. And Ryan Manziger was telling me the other day that he was a student at that time. And he got to pick up the musicians and bring them to their rehearsals. And it's one of the things that really encouraged his jazz trajectory was having these great jazz artists here. And Dave was one of them.
Well, I'll tell you some of the people that have been in the show and others. I use a volunteer choir. I was teaching at NYU, so there were kids from NYU. I was a music director at St. Bartholomew's Church, so I used some of my choir there. And all of them and the people in the show just couldn't believe they were on the stage with Lionel Hampton and Tito Puente and Dave Brubeck. And it amazes me, too. Somebody once said, "What's your biggest thrill?" I said, standing on that stage in the midst of the greatest musicians in the jazz world and hearing them play all around me. I can't tell you the thrill of that.
Well, I suspect that they may have felt similarly to you because of your legacy, Ann Phillips. But this is really heartwarming, just in terms of lineage and how inspiration and creativity feeds on itself and spreads, and particularly given the story that we are celebrating of the birth of the Prince of Peace in the land that is so torn at the moment. I wonder what thoughts you have about this moment in history producing this program. Anne, you go first, and then Beth Ann, I'd love to hear your take.
In recent years, I have acted as host, and so I am the one that says the light is meant to serve as a symbol of truth and love and hope. Hope that even in a dark season, we may begin to see the world bending towards the light. Every year in my mind, as I say those, how much darker can it get? And every year, well, look where we are now. And so that to me is, if you could just, as an artist, all of us, everybody on that stage can bring some light or some possibility of bending towards the light. That's what we're here for.
And Beth Ann?
It's wonderful to think that 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago or 28 years ago, we get this direction of how we should go forward. And that then from then on, it's a sealed deal, right? But what I see, certainly in my life, is that I have to continue to prove it. We are told and directed by all sorts of information that we receive on how to live. And some of it is truth and love and hope. And some of it is not. And to demonstrate that we can continue to rise to bending towards the light, that's the big message. I've never been involved with a show that when those words are said at the end of "let your light shine," that the audience doesn't jump to its feet. It's as if, oh, good, I'm actually being encouraged to think well of my neighbor, to care about my community, to love each other. This is what I'm being encouraged to do when so much of what we hear is discouraging that message. So I think we need to hear this every year, especially as we start out the new year, you know, as December rolls into January, that this is how we're going to go forward and how we're going to encourage each other and our family members and our neighbors. But we need to hear it each year. And it just can't be, okay, that's done, we're over, move on. It's like, no, every year we need to hear this.
Well, the show does send them out with those words. You just reminded me, because what is sung at the end, "and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never put it out. Let your light shine." And it's really incredible with the entire chorus and thing, singing this. And that's how the people leave that the production, with their hearts lifted, I believe.
If folks want to find out more about this heart-lifting production, Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, Beth Ann, where can they find out more information or how to get tickets?
So jazznativity.org has the tickets, and then it also continues to have links that you can learn more about the show. And at Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, Nativity, N-A-T-I-V-I-T-Y.org. It also has, if anybody knows somebody in New York, they can say, hey, the New York tickets are right there as well. So it's both shows that are on that link. That is November 30th and December 3rd. So November 30th, it's at 7 p.m. and then December 3rd at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Same cast.
Ann Phillips, any final words for our listeners?
Yes. One thing I left out of that ending, the ending piece when it's sung, what I left out was, you are like a light for the whole world. Let your light shine. That's what we leave them with. And I think it's powerful. And people that come to this show never miss it afterwards. And I've had people that have flown in and planned their Christmas in New York about the date of the show. So once you've seen it, somebody said they felt like they were part of a very special community that had experienced the Jazz Nativity.
Well, Beth Ann Kennedy, you are bringing this experience to our community here in Gallatin Valley. Any final words from you?
Well, I welcome all those that have participated as far as coming forward as sponsors. I'm just so grateful for that. And then for all those that have already gone ahead and purchased tickets, we still do have tickets. We already have very strong houses. I'd encourage anybody that wants to see the show to go ahead and purchase a ticket. It's exciting to be able to offer this. Ever since I heard Jenny Fleming perform pre-COVID in Livingston at Audrey Hall's house, and I thought, oh my gosh, she would make an absolutely magnificent Mary. And then I was involved with the other project that you mentioned, the film festival, and could not take this on. But it's really exciting to be doing it, and to be doing it with Hope Lutheran. They've been incredible. So I welcome everybody.
Well, that was Beth Ann Kennedy most recently, and we've also been speaking with the creator in 1985 of Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, Ann Phillips. Thank you to both of you for bringing this light to our community here in Bozeman, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Well, yes, for Joy.
Thank you.
You have just heard a conversation with the composer-creator of Bending Towards the Light, a Jazz Nativity, Ann Phillips, and director-producer of the Montana Premiere production, Beth Ann Kennedy. It will be offered in two performances at Hope Lutheran Church on Thursday evening, November 30th at 7, and at 4 p.m. on the following Sunday, December 3rd, with the same cast and location. You can find out more by going to jazznativity.org. And just to put this in historical context, that Dave Brubeck concert Ann Phillips mentioned, where she opened for his quartet at Oberlin College, that was in 1953. And Ann is still going strong, letting her light shine into the world. Echotones is a Beyond the Deep End production, hosted and produced by Joy LaClaire in Bozeman, Montana, for broadcast and archiving on KGVM.org. You can find out more about Beyond the Deep End productions, including Forthright Radio, which broadcasts each Saturday and Wednesday mornings at 9 on KGVM, or the occasional Radio Goes to the Movies by going to our website, forthright.media. We thank you for listening and for supporting your community radio station, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la.